Karen Sue, and I'm the medic.
He's shouting.
I'm the medic on the boat, and one of the crew volunteers. I didn't make the whole leg, whole race, because I broke and dislocated my ankle at the beginning.
How'd you do that?
Slipping on the grass at home.
Oh no.
And so I joined in Wellington and have done the rest of the race.
You said you are the medic, of course you're not anymore. How does that feel?
I am now. Not anymore, no. All my kit's gone, so if they cut themselves, it's off to hospital.
How do you feel now, coming here to Southampton today?
Oh, elated. A bit shattered by all this.
Were you not expecting this?
I was expecting a bit, but nothing like this. I mean, it's
too overwhelming?
Yeah, it's too. All we've done is sail a boat.
What do you mean all you've
done? Over a few miles. There's nothing special about it. Lots of people do it.
Oh, come on, you're being overly modest.
No. It's been an Hello? Sorry, a lot of friends.
But you don't think it's anything special?
No, I've always wanted to sail around the world. I haven't done it, but I'm going to do it because I'm going to find some other way. Hopefully I might be able to do the legs I've missed in the next race, but I should be 60-ish. I'm the oldest woman in the race.
No regrets though?
No, I'm glad I've done it, but it hasn't got sailing out of my system. I'm hoping to take my own boat on the Atlantic circuit starting next year.
You must be crazy.
No, I'm not. There's something special being at sea.
What is it that's special?
No telephone. On this boat, you have a lot of communications, but on a small boat, there's no papers, there's nobody to sort of aggravate you. You've got to survive, and you often have to use your wits, and it's a good test of your own abilities, and I find it's fun just being at peace with everything.
Exciting times, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.